I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Just a real quick observation, you guys. So yesterday I had to take Hollis to the Home Depot in Johns Creek, right? He's going on two mission trips over the course of the next like 3 weeks.
Good for him.
Oh my gosh, good person. That's hello.
Fire. He's going all the way to Kentucky for the first one. And then he is going to Mexico for the second one, right? So we went to Home Depot yesterday and he has a laundry list of things he has to get.
Oh, so it's like your back to school list, but this is the... Like a back to mission list.
Had to go find a tool belt. Had to go find ourselves a hammer, some safety glasses. And we're walking down the aisles of Home Depot. And I don't know if it's just me, but there are very few places that smell better to me than Home Depot.
Oh, I love the way Home Depot smells.
Oh, my God. I said to Hollis, we got to make a candle that smells like Home Depot.
I've told you this for years. I get so aroused and turned on when I go to Home Depot.
Okay, all right. I wouldn't say aroused, Kristen.
Yeah. Really? I'm kind of with you yesterday. Right? Yeah, I felt my juices flowing.
Right? It's the lumber. It's the lumber. I love the smell of the wood.
That's what turns you on?
Yes.
That is the most hick thing I've ever heard you say. There is nothing sexier than the smell of freshly cut wood.
I'm all for you, man.
Right?
They need to make a candle that makes your house smell like Home Depot.
Because you know what I think it is? Because my husband is so handy with his hands and he's like done contractor work and handyman work, I think it just reminds me of that. And so anytime I step foot in a Lowe's or a Home Depot, I'm just kind of like,
God, I just love those. I feel like I can almost feel the testosterone coursing through my veins in a place like that. I have no idea what anything is on the wall. Zero. Or how to navigate through it. But damn, I feel like a man in that place.
They're pumping pheromones up in there.
I ain't been to one in so long, I don't remember what it smells like.
Dude, yeah, it's like... It's like steroids for your lungs.
Got it. Perfect example.
All right, Michelle here needs our help. We used to do Love, Lost, and Found quite a bit on The Bird Show, but we struck out so many times that we're like, you know what, should we even do it?
Well, that, and also we found that the person they were looking for was typically buried.
Sometimes. Sometimes that sucked a lot. So Michelle here that said, Bird Show, I need your help. She meets this dude in Douglasville. Right. And we're all at that point at some point when you meet somebody and you're not exactly sure if you should get the phone number or not. And then you go your way. He goes his way. And then you have instant regret. Right. So Michelle wants to give us some details about this guy and see if we can somehow, some way track him down through you guys listening. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I feel so stupid, but you know what? I got to do this.
No, you are not stupid. Uh-uh. You are adorable. And you have probably the most information we've ever had. I feel very confident about your Love, Lost, and Found.
Yes. Okay, great.
Let's get right in. Okay, now here's what we're hoping. You guys are listening to Michelle. You already have your antenna up because we already know this happened in Douglasville. You're listening to Michelle. She's going to give you all the details that she knows about this dude. Then with any luck at all, one of you guys will either call us at 1-855-BIRCHOW or you'll email us after the show. Hit us up on social media and we might be able to track this dude down and find out what he's all about. All right, Michelle, we are your agents of destiny. Give us the details.
Okay, so first, like Bert said, you are it, man. You have got to help me. So I go, I'm at the gym on Monday. This is Monday, June 5th. I'm at the gym, sweaty, gross, disgusting. So I said, you know what? It's my birthday. It's my 53rd. I'm going to go for it. I am going to go get a bagel. So I drive over.
You're living on the edge.
Whoa, I'm going to have carbs after my workout, you guys. That's how good I'm feeling.
I was feeling it. So I said, let me go over to Bagelmeister over in Douglasville on Chapel Hill. So I get out of my car, just, you know, gross, you know, look like I've been run over 18 times. And so I get out and I go to the door and out of nowhere, like this ninja guy just comes to the door and says, let me get that for you. I'm like, oh. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so we're looking now for the only ninja in Douglasville.
That was at the Bagelmeister June 5th. Everyone check out their local dojos.
I didn't know ninjas ate bagels. I just didn't know.
Right, so you got the only African-American ninja with brains.
Okay.
So that's what we're looking for. So he opens the door, very polite. I thank him. I walk in, and he lets me go. I said, go ahead. You open the door for me. Go ahead. He's like, no, you go. So we're standing there, and then I'm looking at dessert. So, again, breaking the whole gym thing. So I'm like, but it's my birthday. And I was like, doesn't that look so good? And we're small talking a little bit. And he was like, yeah. I said, well, it's my birthday, because I had to shout it out. And I'm 53. And he's like, oh, you look really good for 53. I'm really not real bright when it comes to hints or picking up vibes. Like, I'm horrible, like, at flirting. And so I was like, oh, thanks. And so I turn around, and next thing I know, I mean, it just flowed really fast, got to the register, ordered my food. And then all of a sudden, I go to pay for it, and he's like, no, I got it.
Aw, the ninja paid for your bagel.
He did. And I looked at him, and I was like, oh, thank you. So I turn around, I'm like, can I hug you? And it was at that moment, he's about over 6 foot. I mean, I'm 5'3", so anything over 5'7" is tall to me.
Let it go, Bert.
So I'm looking, you know, he's got to be over 6 feet. He's a big, you know, and I'm like, okay, so I'm hugging him, and I'm feeling it, and I'm like, oh, goodness. But then I got stupid because I couldn't focus. I couldn't do anything. I froze. And so I moved over to the side, and I see him pay, and pays with a $50 bill, and he tips the girl the whole rest of the amount, which was like $7 or $8. And I thought, that's really nice, too. I even, you know. Next thing I know, he picks it. He must have pre-ordered because his food was there in me almost immediately. And next thing I know, he's gone. And I look at the girl at the register, and I was like, can I get his receipt? And she was like, yeah, why? I was like, I just was hoping there was a name and a phone number on it. But there was only a name, and it was Trey, which is T-R-A-E is how they spelled it. I don't know if that's how he spells it. Not sure, but that's what the name was, and it was at 10:01 a.m. on Monday, June 5th, on Chapel Hill Road in Douglasville. Tall, tall, handsome black man with braids, and long braids too, by the way. Guys, help me.
All right, so here's the description that we're looking for, all right? If you're in the Douglasville area, we are looking for a dude named Trey. You said he's a tall black man with beautiful long braids and, he looks like, All right, so yes. If you know a dude that might fit that description in Douglasville, that's all you know about him right there. You don't know what he does for a living. There was no more small talk, nothing.
Nothing. No.
Hey, listen, Shell, I am so sorry for your loss, but I'm so proud of you for getting back out there in the dating world. We're going to do this for you. You deserve it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you even acknowledging that. Thank you so much. For those who didn't hear, I'm a widow. So, I mean, it's just life goes on. Life's meant for the living. So,
all right. So, again, if you guys are listening, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, or you can hit us up at thebirdshow.com. Trey, good looking, tall African American man with long, beautiful braids. And he also has, is what she said.
How do you spell it?
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. All right, Michelle, we'll let you know, okay?
Sounds great, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Atlanta. I love you. You're the best.
Thank you.
Hey, The Bird Show.